Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back in the summer of 2020, as part of their obesity strategy, the UK government announced plans to restrict the advertising of unhealthy foods on TV.
Current government proposal is to restrict all unhealthy or less healthy food advertising before 9 p.m. on television and to restrict it online, full stop, across all hours.
That was Cambridge University's Oliver Mitten. And in a paper out recently, Oliver and colleagues have modelled the potential impact of the TV ban on rates of obesity and overweight among children in the UK. They estimate that as many as 1 in 22 cases of childhood obesity may be attributable to these unhealthy food adverts on TV pre-9 p.m. So what difference could restricting these ads make? What about health inequality? And is it actually going to go ahead? I'm Katie Haler from the Naked Scientist team, and I spoke to Oliver.
Unhealthy food advertising is having a significant detrimental impact on children's health. When they see unhealthy food advertising, they eat more food in direct response to that, and they don't subsequently compensate later, so they don't eat less food later. So when they're seeing lots of this advertising day in, day out, they will consume more food, more calories. And in the long term, we'd expect that to lead to excess weight gain. And what we did is we took those basic studies and then showed what that meant at a population level in terms of children's health.
What is your model?
In simple terms, we've looked at what children watch on TV, the adverts they watch, and whether those adverts are for less healthy or more healthy food. We then make an assumption about the impact that each of those adverts will have on children's calorie consumption. We then use another set of equations to look at how the changes in children's calorie intake would affect their body weight over the long term. And looking at the changes in body weight at an individual level, we can sum that up to see what the overall effect would be in terms of the number of children with overweight or obesity at the population level.
And what have you found out?
So we looked at the impact of removing all of that unhealthy food advertising before 9 p.m, the effect it would have on children's calorie intake, what that would mean for average changes in body weight, and particularly what it would mean for children who are in the overweight and obese category. So we estimate we could be preventing as many as 40,000 children with obesity and a third 80,000 children with overweight.
What if the kids don't turn the telly off at 9 p.m. or getting on social media?
And I think we've highlighted one of the potential weaknesses of this regulation is it only works up to 9 p.m. And there is scope for advertising to shift to that post 9 p.m. watershed. And depending on how that happens and extent to which it happens, that would mitigate the benefits of this regulation. And it could reduce those benefits by as much as 2/3 in an extreme scenario. But I think this also speaks to a broader issue in this space, which is previously when we've seen regulation, advertising has shifted around and found other ways to target children. And I think a greater concern, as you mentioned, from a health perspective, is advertising shifting online. And presently, the government is proposing to regulate the online space as well as the television space. And that much more robust approach to advertising seems a very sensible way to go from a health perspective.
You're an academic, a lecturer, and you also are involved in local government. How confident are you that this is going to happen in a timely fashion?
It's difficult to know because it feels like we've been in a similar space beforehand with the government having a concrete proposal on the table and then after a consultation backing away from it. Every time it feels closer, I think the hope is this time it will actually be implemented fully.
Oliver Mitten, and that study was published in the journal PLOS Medicine. And actually, the story has moved on since this was first recorded, with proposals now to also ban the online advertising of foods deemed to be too high in fat, sugar, and salt. And it'll be interesting to see how this develops.